Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It is June 5th, 2018, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with DriveScale on May 31st. Who's DriveScale? DriveScale is a storage company whose main product is software to centrally manage and share disk for clustered applications and big data environments. You file them under buzzword software composable infrastructure. A central DriveScale chassis filled with disk is attached to the network in the same rack as the compute that needs it. DriveScale software makes sure that all compute nodes in the rack have as much storage as they need, but does away with the waste that direct attached storage sometimes experiences in these environments. In this briefing, DriveScale announced a software composable infrastructure for flash, which they claim is a market first. Flash storage is all about high bandwidth and low latency, and the latest NVMe flash drives have ferocious network filling capability. If you think serving storage over Ethernet is a performance compromise, think again. Quoting the official DriveScale press release, quote, DriveScale's SCI for flash is available as software capable of being deployed on a variety of hardware systems. These include DriveScale's own composable flash system and Western Digital's UltraStar Serve24-HA. The system combines the speed of up to 24 dual-ported NVMe drives, four 100-gigabit Ethernet ports, and a dual-server architecture to deliver IT operations, high-performance, and high-availability flash storage in a composable system, end quote. These systems are sometimes known as EBOFs, or Ethernet-attached bunch of flash. And DriveScale attached their EBOF to me as containing two controllers, each with 2x100G Ethernet ports. That's a 400G pipe from the Tor switch to the EBOF. The controllers handle converting Ethernet to NVMe. DriveScale sells the empty chassis, allowing their channel partners to populate the chassis with NVMe drives of their choice. Again, remember that DriveScale is primarily a software company. In case your mind snapped at the thought of a bunch of disks being able to fill 100 gigabit per second Ethernet channels, have a listen to DataKnot's podcast episode 111, where we talk with storage expert Jay Metz about NVMe and its network impact. To connect to the EBOFs, there are two communications protocols supported, and most environments are going to use the obvious one, iSCSI. But RDMA over converged Ethernet, RoCE, is also supported, but obviously you need an RDMA fabric for this, something Mellanox might have sold you. RoCE is, I think, the ultimate performance solution available today. Looking down the road, DriveScale says that NVMe over TCP is probably their final answer, but NVMe over TCP is not standardized yet, so it's kind of on hold until that standardization process completes. One of the drivers for this solution is cost optimization. Flash is expensive, still as much as 10x over spinning Rust. DriveScale software composable infrastructure allows for flash to be sliced so that, in effect, partial drives can be presented to compute nodes rather than having to use an entire drive, as happens when the drives are directly attached. Other nifty capabilities to this solution include on-the-fly recomposability, which keeps right in lockstep with the ephemeral container world. Public key authentication is centrally managed and used to encrypt drives and connect drives to compute nodes. The central PKI management means that your encrypted drive data can move around as demanded by applications and still be decrypted. Predictive analytics are also a part of the solution, helping to determine what data should go where to optimize storage system performance. DriveScale was also just awarded the Cool Vendor designation in the Cloud Infrastructure area by Gartner, which underscores the flexibility DriveScale offers in their approach, a central requirement of cloud environments. If you're interested in this solution, DriveScale is happy to take your order for their SCI for flash today, with order fulfillment expected starting July 15th, 2018. For more information, visit drivescale.com. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.